And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's showing off her new blouse, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Well, now that doesn't sound like someone who's just doing this for the listeners.
I realized that. Didn't you hear how I realized? It was, I was caught. Listeners, apologies, because I realized as I was saying new blouse, that makes no difference to you.
No.
Unless it somehow is like a sound baffling.
Can you hear in my voice that I'm wearing a new blouse?
There's a lilt.
Yeah.
That says you've got the feel of somebody in a new blouse.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I am not wearing a new blouse. I have a new theory on my t-shirts.
What is that?
I have a lot of t-shirts.
Good theory.
No, this is setting up the theory. Oh. This is why. I have a lot of t-shirts, most of which are about the same level of good t-shirts.
Okay.
But I end up just wearing the same six or seven that go through the wash, and I get... So now I've organized my drawer, so when I get the clean ones, I put them on the left side and push everything over.
No,
I put them on the right side,
yeah.
Push everything over, and then I draw from the left. And that has me taking some t-shirts out that I have not worn in quite some time.
Some deep cuts.
Yeah, like Dead Milkmen t-shirts. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to have a King Missile shirt I liked a lot. Do you remember King Missile?
Their song was vaguely familiar.
Detachable Penis.
Oh, yes.
Their popular song.
Yeah.
And they had t-shirts that looked a lot like the cover of the Velvet Underground with Nico album, the Banana.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I think, I don't know if they co-opted that in their t-shirts, but I had a t-shirt of theirs I liked a lot, and I don't have that one anymore, I realized, in kind of looking through everything.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got rid of a lot of t-shirts in the past few years, and part of the problems with t-shirts is that they're souvenirs.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to get rid of them. And I've heard like, oh, sew them into a quilt. And that's never going to happen.
No.
But I know
And then you can never wear them, certainly.
Well, no, but if they're shirts you're not going to wear. For instance, in the 90s, I went through a phase where I only bought like extra large men's t-shirts. I don't know. There's just, I was in a phase. I think also like girls wore bigger shirts then. But
clearly.
I'm not going to wear them now.
No.
But I like having them. I do think we have like one of those vacuum seal bags deep in our closet that has sort of souvenir
level t-shirts. Yeah. I found that one from the Big Stinkin' Improv Festival from over 20 years ago.
Yeah. I found my college improv group t-shirt from also long ago.
And the funny thing about that t-shirt, the Big Stinkin' Improv Festival, and this may not be funny to anyone else, but this was like 20 years ago, and you were there? Were you there?
I was the one in 98. Austin. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So not quite 20 years ago. But I had been improvising for a few years, but I was still a beginner and certainly didn't know any groups in New York or L.A. other than the Groundlings.
I mean, were there any?
Well, there were the Transformers, who I play with now.
But not at Austin.
They were in Austin. Because I'm looking on the back of that t-shirt now, there were a bunch of groups that I now know because I've met those people afterwards.
Right.
But I had no idea about them then.
I got to get a Kleenex. My allergies are still bad.
Oh, yeah. Molly has horrible allergies, and it's really hurting the show. But that was an interesting thing about that t-shirt. I guess that wasn't that interesting, ultimately.
It's not, but...
Those Jazzercise t-shirts I had...
Hold on, but that speaks to why you keep a t-shirt. This is the problem, is that then you're like, oh, but look at all these cool...
Yeah, but I don't want to wear that t-shirt out.
Just take a picture of it, I guess.
That's true. Pictures are valuable for that.
Yeah.
I used to like those Jazzercise t-shirts, but they've changed the logo, and so now that's it.
I had a shirt that I wore... Because you have that... is it Glenbrook North?
Yes.
T-shirt that you've basically started wearing holes through. Your chest hair is breaking
you can,
through
it's
it.
It's transparent.
I had a shirt similar to that I wore for a long time, which was my... actually, I'm going to my high school reunion soon. I wish I still had this shirt. It was our senior high school shirt. And you like the class would sort of vote on a design and everything. So we decided we would do quotes from songs on the front, and so everyone like submitted a song quote, and there were like 15 on there, and then all our names on the back. It was a white shirt with black writing, pretty straightforward. I wore it all the time, daytime, sleep time. I mean, I would wash it, but
the way I wear t-shirts,
but not in the same cycle. Like if I slept in, I wouldn't wear it that day.
Oh, different than I wear t-shirts.
Because it fit perfectly and, you know, everything. And I certainly got rid of it at some point, but I definitely had it for a solid 10 years, if not more, and straight through it.
You think maybe it's in a resale shop
in
Chicago?
That's what I'm hoping, is that someday I'm going to see someone walking around in a Green Hill Seniors 92 t-shirt. The quote I submitted, which I think was one of the first ones on the shirt, was from the Seal song, Crazy. We're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy.
Unless we get a little crazy.
I wish I had that. I would wear it to the reunion.
What are you going to wear instead?
Nothing.
Whoa.
your t-shirt.
Oh, okay. I'm going to that reunion, aren't
yes.
I? Well, so that we've teased that event. That'll
right.
We'll
be broadcasting from Dallas in a month or so.
Yeah, in a month or so. So we don't have, you know, we're in between here in terms of the tournament stuff.
Right. Starts back up tomorrow. We will likely not have a podcast on Friday because Joe's leaving town.
Yeah.
So let's do, well, we could do a preview of tomorrow's games. That's why I wanted to keep my phone handy.
Yeah.
Did you have something else in mind?
Oh, I was going to
seem distracted.
Well, I was going to talk about the World Baseball Classic, but I think you actually have something more people are probably interested in.
Well,
or
this
not.
Won't take long.
No, it won't. Neither will what I had to say.
Okay, so tomorrow, here are the games we have. Michigan and Oregon. I have Oregon.
You have Oregon? I think I'm out at this point.
Actually, no. I don't even know. I may not. I may have whoever. Who did Michigan beat?
Louisville.
Oh, then I had them. I don't have Oregon.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody.
Michigan, though, is the big story because they had that plane incident.
Yeah.
And then they won their tournament. They haven't lost since that plane incident. You know why? They got nothing to lose now.
Yeah.
When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Who wrote that?
I don't know, but I wouldn't say they have nothing.
Oh.
They just had a
more
brush
it's like
with
when
death.
You got nothing to lose, you got nothing to lose. That's what it is.
What is that? West Virginia? Gonzaga? Mm-hmm. What's WV?
West Virginia.
I have Gonzaga.
Yeah. Do you know what the West Virginia mascot is?
The Doodler.
Yep. The West Virginia Doodler. No, Mountaineers.
Oh, okay.
Similar. And Gonzaga, you know what they are?
Bulldogs.
Yep.
Purdue, Kansas. I have Kansas because I have Kansas winning.
Yeah. You have Kansas winning at all.
Xavier, Arizona. I have Arizona.
And do you know what those
Arizona
mascots
Wildcats.
Are? Yep.
Is Purdue the Boilermakers?
It sure is. You ever have a Boilermaker?
No, what is that? Maybe I have. We did. I did a tour coat gig at Purdue. And
is it
like
a whiskey dropped in a beer?
Maybe, yeah. What else? Oregon Ducks, Michigan Wolverines. Mm-hmm.
Kansas.
Jayhawks.
Xavier.
I don't know what those are.
Musketeers.
Musketeers?
That's one of the best. You ever see the Three Musketeers movie with... the old one with, like, Oliver Reed was in it, I think, and Michael.
Sarah.
No. Oh, like, all British actors. It was really, I remember watching that when I was a kid. I loved it. It was like watching Robin Hood. You ever watch the Errol Flynn Robin Hood?
No.
I loved that movie as a kid, too. It was fun.
I didn't watch a lot of old movies as a kid, I guess.
Okay.
Which is a good choice, because you know they're not going to be, like, terribly.
Yeah. I mean, there's killing.
Mm.
But there's no blood.
Right. It's
you
not
know, it's a guy holding
graphic.
An arrow. He suddenly goes, shh. Ah, I
you
hath been killed.
It's like in his
a lot of
head.
Swashbuckling.
Ugh, we don't want kids seeing
you
that.
Don't see as much swashbuckling except in those pirate movies.
What is swashbuckling?
You know, flying in on a ribbon.
That's what swashbuckling is?
Yeah, kind of floating in on a rope or something.
You know
something.
What I used to watch a lot as a kid? The pirate movie with Christopher Atkins and Christy McNichol.
No
it was
idea
like a musical. It
a
was
pirate
on,
movie?
Yeah.
So generic.
I bet women my age will probably know what I'm talking about.
The pirate movie.
Yeah, it was on cable all the time. There were songs. I remember very clearly.
Was this like a series of movies, like the cowboy movie, the police? No.
No, it was
the
one-time
car chase movie. Okay, just the title of it makes it seem
I understand.
Generic.
Yeah. Check it out.
Was that the preview of tomorrow's games?
Yeah. That's it.
You know there's games Friday, too.
Sure. I was talking about, you want me to look at Friday?
You don't have to, but
no,
I mean.
No, no. Let's look at Friday, lest we have to talk about the World Baseball thing.
It's not the WBT.
Oh, okay. Butler. Okay, so Friday we have Butler,
and
UNC.
What are Butler?
Bulldogs.
Yeah, so we have a potential Bulldog final.
I think I have UNC.
Mm-hmm.
You
should.
South Carolina.
UNC, of course,
Baylor.
Is
I don't have either of those. Was South Carolina an upset of someone?
It was.
Who?
Duke.
Oh, that's why. UCLA, Kentucky, I believe I have UCLA.
Wow.
Because I have them going to the Final Four, yes.
I think I have Kentucky winning it all. I always pick Carolina or Kentucky.
I thought you picked Carolina.
Oh, maybe that was my other bracket.
Oh.
Do you know, I need you to name the mascots. You're not doing any of that.
UCLA Bruins, mm-hmm. Kentucky Wildcats?
Yes, we could have a Wildcat final. In fact, that's what I've predicted.
Baylor Bears.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina, I don't know.
Gamecocks.
Right. Okay.
North Carolina.
Tar Heels.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Yep.
Florida Gators. I don't have either of
those. One of those
teams.
Great natural predator matchups,
yes.
Where you'd be just as intrigued to see the Gator Badger matchup. Actually, a
Gamecock
Gator
and a Bear I'd see also.
I feel like
I know
you could have the Bears and the Bruins at a point.
Well, yes.
And a Wildcat and a Bulldog.
Yeah.
And a Gator and a Gamecock. That wouldn't be much of a match.
And what is a Tar Heel?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what that refers to. But my sister-in-law, what is she, your sister-in-law-in-law?
Who?
Megan.
She
went to North Carolina.
She's also my sister-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she went to North Carolina and never went to the basketball games.
Yeah.
She said during the basketball games, she really enjoyed it because she would go to the library because no one was there.
That's totally fine.
Why go to North Carolina then?
I don't know why, but she's allowed to
I know.
Do work.
Everyone's allowed to live their life.
Yeah.
It's one of the most frustrating things.
What's this awful baseball thing you wanted to
it's
talk
It's the World
about?
Baseball Classic. I was thinking I was going to try to convince you why it should be worth watching. It's one of the first...
Oh, I've watched some of it. When we went to New Orleans many years ago for our friend's wedding, it was going on then. You
the
had
World
it
Baseball
on
Classic?
I believe so.
Okay. So, yeah, it was in March. It's around this time of year. So that was 4 years ago.
No.
8 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's every 4 years.
So it's during spring training, and I think I'd maybe explained it before. It's like national teams. So it doesn't matter if you're on the Yankees or the Pirates or whatever. For this tournament, you play for Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Now, there are the Netherlands and Israel have teams, and I think they're a little more liberal in how they qualify people to play for them.
Like, if
and
you
Italy,
lived there, you could play?
No. Like if your ancestry is Jewish,
okay.
Or if you have ancestors from many of the Dutch colonial islands, which they had, and they opened that up. And Italy, I think, if your name ends in a vowel,
so
you're allowed
to
play.
You could play for Italy.
I could try out. I don't know if I could play. I don't think I'd be able to. I don't think I'm that good.
Okay.
Even to play for Italy's baseball team. That's all right. I can admit that. So they're in the finals, and the U.S. is in the final, I think, for the first time against Puerto Rico.
Okay. I have literally heard nothing about this.
Yeah, it's not well publicized, and I guess really only big baseball fans know about
it.
Also, it goes up against the most, maybe the Super Bowl, but in the U.S., the most universally beloved sporting event,
right.
I think, as we talked about before. So it's bad timing, but there's no other time to do it.
Sure.
You can't just do it in the middle of the season. But that's happening. If people want more sports, I'm offering it to them.
Okay.
And I just noticed I'm wearing the Italy shirt.
Oh,
not related.
Sure.
They're not in the finals or anything.
Okay, but that's the team you could play for, so you're just trying to launch your campaign for 4 years from now?
Yep. Yeah, when I'm
when you're pushing 50.
The oldest person. Let's be cool about, just yelling my age out there. My birthday's coming up. Shaq's birthday was recently, and that's always, to me, a harbinger of my birthday, because he's 3 weeks older than me.
Yeah.
I think. So whenever they start announcing, oh, it's Shaq's birthday today, I know. It's kind of like the final stretch of that age for me. I know.
Right. This is the only time you get to be this age without Shaq also being
this
age.
That's right. I'm younger than Shaq.
It's a time to make your mark on this age.
It is. It is. I got a couple weeks left. I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to do my own Shaqton a fool. You know what that is? I think it's something where he does clips of people screwing up.
Oh.
And he's like, you're acting a fool, but you're Shaqton a fool.
Jeez.
It's pretty popular from what I understand.
Sure. Everyone loves videos of people screwing up.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, Molly may be the only person in the country who followed Tom Bergeron around the country for his stand-up. Like a deadhead. She's a Bergeron head. You know, she'd yell
out
bits. That's
not true, but you know who looks like, you know who looks like Tom Bergeron?
Who?
Neil Gorsuch.
Yeah, sure. He's, yeah.
I watched that hearing
all
day.
More serious.
I watched whatever it's called, all day yesterday, because I thought there were going to be some funny videos.
Wouldn't it have been so much better if there were?
So much better.
If your rulings were accompanied by...
Or even just sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he goes to hit the gavel and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be...
Some nut shots.
We could lighten up the Supreme Court a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
So there's no other real sports things to talk about. Did you bring any topics to the podcast? We're debating so many different changes, but like I've said before, we keep it like it is month to month. In April, we may try some new things. Maybe, you know, feedback on that. Do we go to once a week or do we go to like 15 times a week, 3 times a day? Do you think we should do?
No.
3 one-hour podcasts a day.
Okay,
to really
so
announce
there will
how little
be a Twitter
going
poll.
On.
Of whether we should go to once a month or 15 times a day.
Yes, and those are the two options we're going to go with. I feel like once a month would win on all counts.
I want to say something about last week's podcast,
mm-hmm.
RIP, because the GarageBand died.
That was Monday, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry, Monday's podcast. For those of you who are not aware, our audio went down
at the end.
And I think it was one of our better podcasts. Like, I really think that was part of the...
In terms of the sports stuff.
And, but also in terms of what the goal of this podcast was to me was like...
Explaining it to
me
you.
Me asking questions so that I can better enjoy watching something.
Right.
So if you're listening to this and you want to hear it, we talked about fouls, we talked about bonus, whatever, things like that.
We basically explained free throws in basketball.
Check out the Facebook Live from that day
on
our Facebook page.
On the Sports Widow
I'm wearing
Facebook
a pink
page.
Zip-up hoodie on it.
And I'm
but it's from
brown.
Monday, whatever that date was, the 20th.
If you have questions about the foul situation, if you've seen all the bonus stuff and the bonus plus and mm-hmm. the bonus and fouls
good,
to give.
It'd be a good thing to catch up on before the tournament starts back up tomorrow.
Yeah. And if you got more time after this one, because
sure.
I don't think we're going like long on this one.
No, I think we're about done here.
Oh, well, there we go.
Joe's going to get a haircut.
I am. So this is the last poofy haired podcast I'll be doing for a while. Probably
at least a few weeks.
At least 4 weeks. And then it'll just on one day go up again and I'll be Kuypering.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that into the Oxford English Dictionary.
Kuypering?
Yeah, when your hair just it goes one day from looking all right, and then the next day just poofs up, and you can't do anything about it.
Well, start a campaign.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
This was a little shorter, but we were thinking of not even doing it.
Yeah,
so in a way, it's infinitely longer than it could have been.
Hmm.
And in some respects, it's still too long.
Well, yeah, no need to keep going if we don't have anything to talk about. So we'll probably be back. Oh.